So today we're going to be looking at chapters 10 to 13 of the Diamond Sutra, more of these short chapters. And some of you, as I've said, are leaving today, and you may feel disappointed that we haven't covered the whole sutra. If you are feeling that, it's worth noting that the chapters covering today include what Khonsa thinks of as the first ending of the sutra. He regards the first 13 chapters as being a sort of work in itself, as it were, and indeed the core of the work. That's, you know, what his researches have sort of revealed to him. After that, the sutra more or less deals with the themes that we've covered, but in a rather chaotic way. It certainly expands on some of the themes, but it kind of mixes it all up, kind of, you know, the sutra seems to sort of turn in on itself and kind of go over itself in different ways. And sometimes, you know, new territories open up, new themes open up, unexpected themes. I was very struck last night when Sivana Garba found himself in the universe being, you know, dissolved into atoms, and I really did sympathise with him when he was reading that. I think it was a wonderful moment, actually, that Sivana Garba was obviously living it, and it was sort of, he was dissolving into atoms himself, and I think he held himself together extraordinarily well for us to benefit from the Diamond Sutra, because it seemed as though he was kind of dissolving into emptiness. So. And thanks very much, Sivana Garba, for all your reading. Anyway, next week we are going to take some of these themes up on Wednesday and Thursday. I'm going to take up some of the newer themes in particular. And I think that's going to be quite interesting where we go there. I've been sort of reflecting about the sutra. In a sense, I feel that the first part of the sutra, the way we've been looking at it, it's kind of like the path of vision. In the second half, in a way, you could look at some of the themes as the path of transformation. You could look at it like that. You could. But you could not look at it like that as well. So if you're leaving today, I think you have enough. I hope you'll have enough to give you a way in to contemplate the rest of the sutra. I hope that will be the case. I hope you will have got some way of looking at the rest of the sutra. And I really would recommend that you go back to the Diamond Sutra from time to time. Read especially Bhante's commentary on it. Yesterday, in the second half of the talk, we looked at the holy persons, at the stages on the path, and we noted that all of the stages are treated in the same way in the Diamond Sutra, from stream entrant to arhat. Nothing has been won or attained, no sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, or material object. The whole path is characterised by emptiness. I mentioned as well the Hua Yen notion, that all of the stages of the path are interconnected. So they're all contained, including enlightenment itself, in the experience, in the moment of faith, of Shraddha, in the initial response to the Dharma. It's all there. This is an incredibly important notion. Spiritual life, Dharma faring, is possible because life is not fixed. Everything is interconnected and intersoluble. Everything, because of its impermanence, because of its lack of permanence and substance, everything, as it were, flows in to everything else. Put it more straightforwardly, perhaps, because life is change, we can change into a Buddha. This is the basic realization. This is what makes you a stream entrant. In the earliest text, the stream entrant becomes a stream entrant. His Dharma eye opens when he sees deeply, when he knows, when he sees with his eye, his Dharma eye, the eye of truth, whatever arises passes away.